So, Milan, here we are. Happy New Year.
It is. Happy freaking New Year. I love it.
Yeah.
2017.
2017 is here. Hard to believe. And we should mention to everybody on the call this morning, first of all, Happy New Year. And we're thrilled you're on the call. Many of you who are on the call today are not able generally to get on calls because you got work days and things going like that, but today you're able to get on the call. I know, hey, I always feel grateful anytime Jim Boyd's on the call because I always pay the highest respects to one of my mentors in the business, one of the most successful people in the history of network marketing. Jim, we're glad you're on the phone and glad you're recovering, my friend. I just want you to know that. So it's always fun to hear from Jim, Malin, but hey, you got a bunch of stuff you want to cover today.
Well, I do, and actually, Steve and I are doing this from home. Our corporate headquarters are closed today, so none of our employees are working. They have the actual day off because it is officially a holiday. No banks are opened, all of that kind of stuff. And so we just wanted to give everybody a welcome and Happy New Year. It feels so great to have the whole year ahead of us, and it's fun to be making plans for the year and to be, really digging deep into the hope and set your sights on where limitless can go and where it can take you. And this is the time of year when so many people are making those resolutions for change. And we all know that human nature is to want to change, but it's not always prepared with the tools to really make that change a reality. And so most common resolutions, of course, are dieting. And the ads are crazy right now, and so are the promises. And I know, Steve, you've seen quite a few of those. It's also football bowl season, and so between the bowl games and the diet ads, I know you've seen a lot of that kind of stuff on TV, right?
All I've seen is Marie Osmond. I don't know what ad she's in, but she looks great.
Well, and we know the statistics, right? Gym memberships that get paid for, but sometimes they're seldom used. In fact, I know there was a period of time when I did that. It's like, as long as I'm paying, I must be doing something, right? Diets that get set up, but then it seems like, there's too many things you have to do in order to make it all happen. You have to do the shopping and the cooking, and you have to spend a lot of money on food programs. And then there's all the behavioral changes that we have to make. And it all sounds so simple, just eat less and move more. And I guess that's simple.
No, but you know what, Melinda, it's true. People think they're going to change, and I saw a picture last year of people who were doing New Year's resolutions, and somebody took a picture of the parking lot at their gym. They couldn't get into their gym. It was so packed the first week of January, and then it showed the first week of February, the same parking lot, and the same person took a picture of the parking lot, and it was like half empty. And it shows what happens after, with all the commitments that people try to make on doing all the different things they need to do in order to succeed.
It's true, and we all make those resolves in anything in life, not just with, fitness or dieting. In fact, it's until we're faced with that birthday party, in the case of dieting, we're faced with that birthday party cake or the time restraints that we have as we get back into the swing of, work and kids in school and all the things we have to do, or the alarm clock didn't go off, so we were just too tired, so we didn't go to the gym, or once we got to the gym, we didn't really know what to do. And how about all those 90-day challenges, the ones that we want to do, but 30 days in, we're nowhere near making the challenge necessary, the changes necessary to have the success. And so, then you start going, well, can I really do it in 90 days? And then, or you're the other side, well, anything can happen in 90 days. And so then you procrastinate. I mean, it's all those things that come at us. And that's where we want to enter in, from limitless, the effortless lifestyle transformation. And it's a revolution. And this Saturday, we're going to unveil a program, and it will be a program for change. This is not a diet, although there will be meal plans that you can opt into. It's not a 90-day challenge because it's a path for change, but there will be motivation. And of course, our products, they're not mystical or magical. They can help. We don't believe just take a pill and all will be be well. Our products are backed by science. And when you create those lifestyle goals that you really want to hit, our products are magical when they're helping you meet those goals. And so we wanted to put a tickler out to all of you so you can start building for what's going to be happening this coming week. Saturday the 7th, we're going to unveil the program. And so you want to be on our Saturday call, and we're going to talk all about what the program's going to do and how you can take advantage of it, and there's going to be some great deals that are going to be offered. It's going to be awesome. Then on Monday the 9th, we're going to have Joe Dawson talk about the products that will be involved in this and how they work together. And so you want to have everybody that's going to be part of the program to understand how the products work together to help you meet those goals. And then on Tuesday night, that would be the 10th, we're going to do a broadcast, and that's where Dr. Erica Shields is going to add her expertise in helping you truly transform to become limitless. So, you know, we're saying don't make those shallow resolutions. Do the real thing and become limitless. And this is just the kickoff of what we can do to take advantage. I know when you look at the diet industry, you know, their biggest month is January, just like you said, Steve. It's the biggest month of the year. And then the second biggest month is right before, you know, bathing suit season, where people want to do that crash diet again. And why do we do that? Because whatever we did in January didn't work, and we got to do it all over again in May. And then you get ready for the holidays, and so you want to, once kids get back into school, you try and do a little something so you can be ready for the holidays. But that biggest season is in January. And, you know, I've been, Steve, I mentioned on our Saturday call, I've been reading a lot this holiday season, kind of rereading many of the great books that I've loved about human nature and why, you know, Anthony Robbins has taught for years and years and years that fear is a greater motivator than pleasure, or pain is a greater motivator than pleasure. And why is it that it's so much easier to fall into fear? Because things from the outside world can dictate fearful feelings for you. And so you don't have to do anything to feel fearful. The outside world will do that all on your own. But the outside world won't necessarily pound into you all the pleasures or the sense of accomplishment or achievement, because that has to come from the inside. And so that's why it's so easy for all of us to get caught up in the negative side of things and the, you know, whatever it is in lifestyle, whether it's overeating or not exercising. All those outside influences are things that make it simple for us to fall into those traps. And what we're going to show you is how to empower yourself to go from within and make things happen for you. And, of course, we have these great, great limitless products and a fabulous, limitless opportunity that you can take this to the world. And that's just, like I said, Steve, the tip of the iceberg on what we can do with Limitless this year.
I'm telling you, you know, we couldn't be more excited. I mean, we talked on the call about what a great year we had last year. We had almost 40% growth year over year, so that was very exciting. 58% growth in customers year over year only, just to give you an idea. Distributors grew in double digits as well. Very, very excited about where we're going. So we're looking forward to the kind of year we can have this year in Limitless.
We absolutely are, and of course we have our fly-in coming up in February, and we're going to be in making announcements on how we're going to do there. We've got a lot of, it's going to be a different kind of fly-in, a lot more meat on the bones than you've ever had before, and we're excited to unveil all of those things, especially when we have all of our employees back in so they can all help make those announcements. But there's so many things that can help you. It's going to be as easy as step one, then step two, and then step three to take advantage of your year. And I know we've had a lot of people have said, man, I'm so glad to have 2016 over. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves, and this is going to be the year, right? You've talked to a lot of leaders that are in that position.
I thought you were talking about me talking to you about, oh, man, 2016's over. Let's go.
It's true. Well, I don't believe in all kinds. There's a lot of things out there, but one thing I read that came across, you know, there's horoscopes and all kinds of fun things, and there's a thing called numerology, where if you add up the digits in a year, it adds up to one digit. So if you add up the numbers 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 7, that's 2017. Those all add up to 10, and you reduce that down, 1 plus 0 equals 1. So if you're somebody that gets into numerology, which I don't, but they're always fun to see the things that happen there, but this year adds up to the number 1. And it will be a banner number 1 year, I believe, and we couldn't be more excited about things that are coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, so the most important thing to do, too, is not only be on the call Saturday so we can learn about this, but also, keep in mind that we're 5 weeks out from our fly-in, February 9th to the 11th, and we're so excited to see all you guys. It was fun having everybody jumping on the phone talking about how they've got their airplane tickets to come into the fly-in and to talk about what we're going to be doing this year. And, it's really, really good to be around friends, and we just cannot wait to see you guys and to see your teams, and congratulations on the great things you guys are doing out in the field.
It is. So we don't want to take up too much of your time. I know we've talked to some people, and they're going skiing today, or if those of you who live in that nice warm weather going to the beach today or going golfing today or whatever it is that you're doing to spend time with your family, as this is the official holiday for the New Year's Day. But we wanted to make sure that we put that tickler in your mind. Don't let the first week of the year go by. Start talking it up, letting people know we're going to be making this great announcement. We're going to be doing have all kinds of fun things that we're going to be announcing on Saturday. So build for that call. Take advantage of everything that's at your fingertips. And let's go through the Transformation Station, guys.
And so with that, Malin, why don't we just say Happy New Year and go back to enjoying your holiday. I know I've got a bowl game due today to watch, so we'll be watching some bowl games. Have a great time. And then, boy, I can't wait. It's back to the fun part of building the business right away. So with that, guys, we'll let you go. So let's take it off mute, Malin.
All right. Hang on.